Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I imagine that most of us have shopped for gifts and exchanged gifts. We've perhaps gathered with family and friends to celebrate Christmas. We've hopefully gone to church on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and heard the story of the miraculous birth of Jesus in a simple stable, while angels sing above and the shepherds come to worship Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And now many of us have likely parted ways with our families, and they or we have returned home to pick up the Christmas wrappings off the floor and prepare ourselves to celebrate New Year's Eve tonight. It may come as a surprise, although maybe not so much of a surprise because we're singing Christmas hymns. For us Episcopalians and many others, Christmas isn't over just yet. In fact, in our church tradition, the Christmas season lasts for 12 days. And so this morning, we're not ready yet to pull out the glasses and sing Auld Lang Syne. Instead, we hear today's gospel in which we hear a different story of Jesus' birth. The gospels of Matthew and Luke tell us the Christmas story that we all are so familiar with. The story of Jesus born in a simple stable while Mary and Joseph watch over him. The story of the angels telling the shepherds where to find this miraculous child. And the story of the star shining over the stable, leading the wise men to worship Jesus. But the Gospel of John that we just heard doesn't give us any of those details. Instead, it's the wonderful beginning of the Gospel of John that we hear that tells us the real meaning of the Christmas story. It tells us why Jesus was born and why the angels appear to the shepherds, why the star appears in the east for wise men to follow. The Gospel of John tells us that the real meaning of the Christmas story is the astounding revelation that God has come to be with us humans in the person of Jesus Christ. That his birth is the sign that Jesus is God with us. That through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus reveals God to us and to the whole world, even though the world may not recognize who he is. John tells us that Jesus has come to be with us as the light of the world. His light will shine in our darkness, and no darkness in us or in the world will overcome that light. There is a lot of darkness in the world today. There's the physical darkness of winter, where children return home in the dark from school, or people come home from work in the dark. The darkness that causes us to turn our lights on even before 5 o'clock at night. And of course, sometimes there's fear of the dark, which begins often as children, when we ask our parents to please leave the door open just a little bit so we can see that light shining in from the hallway and drive away what we probably imagine is something hiding under our bed or inside the closet. I don't know if you've had that experience, but I definitely did. As we grow older, we can experience a different kind of darkness, though, in our lives. The darkness of not knowing what direction to take in life. The darkness of living in guilt for something we've done wrong. The darkness in our life as a nation and the world that we hear too much of in the news. The darkness of breaking off a relationship or having someone else break off that relationship with us. The darkness of losing someone we love. A number of years ago, my husband and I found ourselves in the dark while driving in Greece. And this was long before GPS would tell you where to go. We had a map, and we looked on the map, and we saw a road leading from one town to the next, and we were headed to the city of Sparta. That was our destination. And it looked, from the map, like we'd have to go through a hilly area. We thought, we were young, we thought, that shouldn't be a problem. So we got in our little Volkswagen Bug, which we had rented, and we started climbing. And as we got higher, we noticed that the road had no fence or any kind of protective barrier to keep us from driving off the side of that road, and the road was going up what ended up to be a pretty steep mountain. Then it began to get dark. And what had been a paved road turned into a dirt road, and a narrow dirt road at that, and it became increasingly difficult to see in front of us where we were going. So finally, at one point, we came to a complete stop. We were pretty nervous. We wondered if we were going to have to spend the entire night on that mountain, which we thought would be preferable to driving off the edge of it by mistake. Suddenly, our headlights caught sight of a tiny rabbit on the road in front of us. Well, this rabbit didn't seem to be afraid of us at all. In fact, it began hopping down the road in front of us, almost as if it wanted to show us the way. Well, we followed that rabbit for quite a way down the road until it finally decided to leave us and go off into the bush. But that rabbit gave us courage to continue in the dark, slowly, but still to continue. Well, finally we arrived just a few yards from where the road began to be paved again, and we were able to arrive safely in Sparta, find a hotel, and we slept extremely well that night. As I think about that experience so many years later, I realize that as we continued to drive after the rabbit left us, it was still just as dark on the road. But we felt less alone, less fearful, and more confident that we would arrive at our destination. Well, this is what Jesus promises us. He doesn't promise that we'll never experience darkness in our lives, whether physical or otherwise. Instead, he is the light that shines through our darkness to guide us on our way. God has sent Jesus to accompany us on our life's journey. He's with us through all the dark places of our lives. His grace means that he loves us and he forgives us time and time again, even though we know that we don't deserve that love and forgiveness, and yet he gives it to us. His light enlightens our lives when we're feeling the darkness and despair that can overwhelm us at times. Jesus reflects in his life God's light and God's love. His light guides us through the rough passages and dangerous routes of life. And his light can even enter into our own lives and hearts so that others will see who Jesus is through us, through the light that shines in us. Jesus calls his light the light of life. When we're living through difficult times, whether it's because of conflict with others or the loss of someone we love, whether it's because we feel trapped in unhealthy ways of living, whether we experience a loss of faith, no matter what our life's experience is, we have Jesus promised to be the light of our lives. We can never truly see what our lives are like until we see them in the light of Jesus. He helps us see the way clear, and he promises that his light can live in us as well. His light means that we can live different lives, new lives. We can have the courage to ask forgiveness of others and to forgive others. We can turn outward from ourselves and toward others and share his love with all people around us. The true message of Christmas is that God has given of God's self in Jesus. He is the child born for us. He is the light of the world and the light for each one of us as well. Amen.